Welcome to Gamers Make the World Go Round podcast, episode number 15. TBA with title.
Creating a legacy, we are.
That'll work. 100 in no time. I don't know what we're going to say anyway. But I'm James, the pod father apparently. With me is Luke.
Hello.
Tim.
Hello.
And Brad. Sorry, I always go clockwise. It's no offense.
I'm surprised you didn't say Luke, Tim, and Tim.
And Tim, yeah.
Luke, apparently Tim, we're the and same Tim. Person. Yeah.
They brought the phone booth in the room with them so they can quickly switch, you know, personalities when they go in there. So.
We'll have an argument. It'll be like one person arguing with themselves.
They're all the slapping noises.
Brad
Pitt,
Edward Norton, Fight Club.
Which one's Clark Kent, which one's Superman?
Ooh.
Answers to kids.
It's more, in reality, it's more Bruce Banner to...
Yeah. Oh, the whole thing's awesome. I get it.
Incredible bulk smash.
Bulk smash. That's cool, I like that.
Bruce Banner's just like some depressed suicide.
He's pretty depressed.
Yeah.
I'm generally more...
You're English.
Yeah.
He's also incredibly intelligent too, so I was looking
at... He's a scientist,
Way off.
Yeah, he's a scientist, so... what have we been playing this week?
I finally started Amalur.
Oh, yes.
Amalia.
I did. So I'm only an hour in. I'm not far. But I've done the start area.
First impressions?
It's good.
Didn't put me to sleep.
Not straight away, anyway. I was playing it in the morning, so...
Fresh. I think that's my secret. I've got to play it in the morning as opposed to at night.
You don't have a late shift. See, I did a late shift.
Before
work. It's good. It's, I think it's more like...
It's wow-ish.
Traditional role-playing game sort of thing. I think you'll really like it.
Yeah?
I think really, yeah. It's sort of like...
It's pointing at Tim.
Really custom... Like, sorry. I'm ready. 15 episodes in, still haven't learned.
Are you going to smack your head today?
No.
Don't laugh.
Sit right over here.
You're in the corner. You're in prime position to do it.
Make it a thing. People will respect you for it.
Listen out for the thunk every episode.
But it seems like, why would I like Luke?
I think it's really customizable. Mm-hmm. Like... You can pretty much do anything. Like, it starts off, you got your sort of races with some bonuses to each race, but then you've got your might, finesse, magic.
And magic,
are your main ones. But
I think it's called something else besides magic, but yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
Shit.
Yeah.
And, but might you can, like, and then you can go within that sort of, like, you can go rogue, like, magic rogue sort of thing, like a rogue spellcaster. Yeah. And, like,
you can actually do what you want, really.
Yeah, I'm like I'm going sort of like a barbarian sort of. Might sort of character at the moment, but I can still throw out all these crazy magic spells and like go to a bow at any time.
I figured I'd kind of be more finesse and magic.
And yeah, finesse and magic. Yeah, well, that's I've gone sort of more to might and magic. Finesse at the moment.
Might and magic, good game. Yeah. Finesse is more like fine tuned combos and stuff. So if you enjoy combo systems and you go finesse and like you can have cool finishes in your moves and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I've
put everything I've got into magic. And because there's weaponry involved with magic, it's not only spells. So it's really cool. Yeah, and my character, she can do like a scorpion style get over here spear thing.
Okay,
and I unlocked. Awesome.
But it's really cool. Like when you go into a finisher, once you beat someone down, and then you go into
quick time event.
Yeah, quick time event where it goes press F for me because I'm on the computer. But then you got to. I didn't realize the first time you got to click 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 as many times as you can. It builds up a meter. And then that's how strong the attack is. And then he does this big cutscene, chops the head off, stabs him.
Yeah,
and
it changes the bonus, the
amplifies the damage.
What's the you know when you have a combo and then you go, multiplier. Yep. It increases the multiplier.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So if you spam the button and you get to 100%, it's 100% more damaging than what it would have been at the beginning. They are
and
cool.
It looks awesome. It looks
the game.
Great.
Yeah. Look, I think I gave it a bad rap more than it deserved because I've just every time I play it I fall asleep. I don't know what it is. I just play it and it puts me to sleep. And it's never happened with Skyrim unless I've like decided to start playing at 2 a.m.
Mm.
It's never happened. But like I'll put Amalur in like straight after work and go home and put it on and I'll be like. And then I wake up to my wife like shaking me going, you know, you're trying to play a game, you're just asleep. Like,
you're walking into that wall and laughing.
Yeah, yeah. So it woke me up once, just the lucky I was using one, because I've got two controllers, one doesn't vibrate, one does. And the one that was vibrating was in my hand when I fell asleep. And it woke me up because I had an instance happen mid, like, walk. So I was walking between towns, and I got asleep. I was walking, and I must have just left it on, like pushing forward. No, I just went to sleep, and then like my controller vibrated because I was in an ambush. Like, oh, I wake up and start hitting buttons.
It's a good way to explore new areas.
Oh, yeah, like, what's this place?
Look at the map. You've discovered like 9 places.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing I like too is that because the moves are sort of like they. It's obviously top-down view, so you look and you do this big hack and slash sort of swords and sword moves and stuff. But there's crates everywhere, so if you smash the crates, then there'll be a hidden chest behind the crates and stuff. So it's sort of like those, you know, like the Marvel games, like Ultimate Alliance where you smash all the crates and get health and get extra stuff from that. So everything I see, I just smash everything.
Okay, cool.
So that's good while you're in between enemies, just smash everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the map's shit. The map is, like, shocking.
You know what I don't like about the map? I don't know if it's the same on PC, but on PlayStation, it locks your cursor to the area, like, for a certain amount of give. Like, if I go to, say, if I hover over a particular area,
mm-hmm.
the cursor will snap to it, and then to get it off that, I can't. I have to, like, push the cursor right off that area and try to snap it closer to a
different
area.
Like when you're aiming at an enemy with the bow?
And it snaps to them. And, so there's a couple of little quirky things that I don't like about that part, especially the map. I don't even use it hardly, so...
I know, and there's no mini-map, and so when you bring up the map, it just doesn't
show
much
information. There's a mini-map on the top of the screen, your GTA style, and it shows you where your objective is. But I don't understand about it, you know, like... I'm going to compare it to Skyrim, obviously, but with Skyrim, you've got that bar across the top that shows you the general direction. So if you know you've got to head west, you can go what would appear due north, but you're going west, sort of,
mm-hmm.
you know, follow the same direction, then that won't change. But in Amalur, it's not, like, north isn't always facing upward. So, like, your objective could be on the right-hand side of the map, and then you face it and try to walk forward to it, but then the perspective on the map changes as you're going to that spot. So you've got to be really... onto which direction you're looking at. And
not asleep.
No, not asleep. Otherwise, you can't jump.
I find being awake aids
I think my best gaming moments have been while I'm awake.
I don't know, man.
I'm not here to judge.
I've done some cool things while I was asleep. Right?
Up until now, see if you notice.
Yeah, I will. Check it out. I'm gonna have
it. Might be different
stint
with the mouse, but on the controller, you definitely notice it snaps to the particular location.
Yeah. I want to drop 5 hours into it at least if I can this week.
Yeah, I think I'm getting close to five now. I think I'm like about 3.5 hours in. So.
And the other thing I've been playing is I got my speeder bike in Star Wars.
Nice. That means you're level 25. Yeah, cool.
So I cruise around now.
So how is Star Wars going for you?
Yeah, it's good.
Still loving it?
Yeah, not like, I don't know.
Is it like a run-of-the-mill MMO now to you, or is it...?
It's good. Like, the story sort of stuff is really good. Like, it really ties into some cool stuff from Star Wars lore, like from a few of the comics that I read and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good, but it's sort of like... I was really just playing last week to get to 25 because I wanted the speeder bike.
Oh, yeah, so you had your little
now
ball.
I've got that, I was like, oh, I'll go to Amalur now. I've got that, you know what I mean? But, I don't know, once I get to 30 or 35, I reckon, I'll get doing the PvP.
Do you think it'd be like kind of like, I've not played an MMO before properly, but like Skyrim, I'm not really, didn't start enjoying the game like full on until I was like upwards of level 40 where I felt like I could challenge.
It's similar to that because it's sort of like Skyrim in that the more you play, the more skills you get, so...
Yeah.
I'm going to have some badass abilities by the time. Like, I didn't realise that I'd gone from level 20 to 25, because I'm not a real pro MMO player.
Mm.
There's, you go, every level you've got to go back to a trainer, and I'm a bounty hunter, so I go back to a bounty hunter trainer, and he trains me in skills.
Mm.
But then there's a subclass of bounty hunter called Power Tech, which I am, so I was doing up those skills. I had ignored 5 levels of bounty hunter skills that I didn't have. So I went back there, and I was like, oh my god,
yeah.
20 grand's worth of training. I was like, that's what I've been getting fucking owned. So after that, it was good.
So you like Amalur, you're going to continue to play
it?
Yeah, cool.
Definitely.
Right. Well, you kind of give me a bit of spark to play it now, because someone else is playing it, I can go.
But I think
I'm going to... this thing and...
Makes
you know,
me want to play it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to order Diablo this weekend, so once that gets here, I reckon it might be...
Bye-bye, Luke.
Tim, have you checked your PC specs against the Diablo 3 specs to see if you can play it?
No, I haven't. My PC update did a bunch of updates the other day, and it killed it.
Oh, no.
Again?
Yeah. All that work you got running.
Yeah, I know. So I went to a... what's it called?
I went to a furnace and threw it in there.
No. What's the thing where you go back in time with your
system restore?
Restore point.
Time travel. DeLorean.
So I
use the flux.
I did that, but that did kill my spirit.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, like I discussed last week, got out 2 weeks ago, got it back up to what I thought was proper PC again, and Diablo 3, that's going to kill me if you're playing that. I'm going to cry. I'm going to sit here while you're talking about Diablo 3 and cry.
Well, I've got my eyes out like a little fucking baby boy.
If you're talking about it, I'm not there, nothing.
We need video in this podcast.
Because you'll be playing it for months. Yeah. Then what you'll get out from? I'm on the camp.
Yeah. I'm already getting shitty.
I'm out. Let's hope that they're cutting on and release a console version eventually.
They're working on it now.
Are you sure it's confirmed?
No, it's confirmed. They're working on it. They haven't confirmed if they're going to release it, but they said they're trying their hardest.
Diablo 3 in particular.
Yeah. They've got a team.
It's okay, as long as you try.
So I kind of chubbed up, I suppose, just in, if that's going to happen. Because I really, you know, working on PCs all day, the last thing I want to do is sit at one. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be good for me. Anyway, what are you playing, Tim?
More Disgaea. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. We're going to play some games with some mates.
Yes.
Disgaea, I actually haven't played many hours this week, because... some family commitments last weekend, mm-hmm. which pissed me off, obviously.
Mum's Day pissed you off?
Yes.
That's good. That's fine.
Yeah, so, turns out Mum doesn't play games.
Yeah, that's right. She doesn't care much for Itemland.
The frustration I feel on Itemland is nothing compared to the frustration I feel like going to mother-in-law's house. So... It was a tough day.
Harsh. That's fair. Yeah.
She could be listening.
But yes, Disgaea, I'm well in the world of Prinnies and Itemland and... I'm glad you are. A Prinny is a soul from Earth which has sinned and has been sent down to Hades for retraining before it can then go on to the next layer of like the Netherworld or something like that. Amusingly, a Prinny is a human being, but they're put into a kind of like a penguin costume.
Okay. Sorry, I found that really amusing.
It is really
so amusing. Hades.
Wait, so there's Greek mythology in this game?
Hang on. Two questions. What was that one?
Hades makes them wear a penguin costume.
Yes. So, and your
that's the sick punishment.
Your character, Valvatores, was a former demon who, for reasons that the plot goes into, has fallen from grace, and he's got a job in Hades now as a Prinny instructor.
Right.
So he trains these penguins. Well,
so
souls.
He's Mr. Popper, and the Mr. Popper's penguins.
I take your word for it.
Yeah, I can't say I've seen that. Or heard
so basically, they come down, they're put in a penguin costume, and they're forced into a life of servitude until they work off their sins.
Okay.
One of the things they have to do is include the word dude in every sentence they say.
Oh.
Do you think that's a westernisation part of it, or do you think there was a joke on the Japanese original version?
It was definitely a joke on the Japanese one, which hasn't translated particularly well to English, because it is so annoying when they say dude in every sentence, and it's spelled D-double-O-D as well.
Dude.
Like
that reminds me of that movie, The Island. Sorry to derail. It reminds me of the island when he goes, he just called me the new word that I've never heard before. He's like, what is it? He goes, dude. It's like, yeah, D-O-O-D, dude. Dude. Anyway.
That's it.
Cool, okay, so just
Disgaea.
Is there a level, there's level structure in Disgaea?
In terms of leveling your character or leveling...
Yeah,
leveling
your character.
Not items. Oh, do you know what the maximum level is in Disgaea?
What?
9,999.
Oh my god.
Do you know what level I'm on?
85.
No, about 40.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been playing it.
But is there people that would play it to that? Have you seen any footage or of whatever?
There is an online multiplayer component to it.
Oh.
For the real hardcore gamers. But there is, you can power level. And I haven't really figured out
how to do that just yet. Okay.
And I think when you get, it's a bit like, again, you know, saying in Skyrim, you got to a certain level and then things the world opened up for you.
Yeah.
I think once you get some of these techniques in place, and there's this master board that you have, where you have these big volcano things on this, it looks like a chessboard.
Okay.
You put it on there and you position your characters around it, and that just kind of sits in the background, and then you go into the level.
So that's the strategy portion of it, with your characters, okay.
But that's kind of like a setup. And then you go into the actual level, And because you've positioned one of your characters next to the volcano in your strategy board, when you go into the level, that is a multiplier on the benefits.
So there's technique, I suppose, that you've got to learn.
And if you put the volcano here and then a player there and a player adjacent to each other, then whatever that person gets doubled up by the volcano. But because you sat next to him here, that doubles up that other player's points as well. Anyway, the point is...
You've lost me.
Probably. Yeah. I haven't even scratched the surface of this.
Yeah, okay.
Once you do, then you can probably level up several times every single fight that you get into.
Right.
And hence why you can get up to
big numbers from.
Yeah. I think I'd have to bloody relearn how to play RPGs, like to play a JRPG, because
It's not a JRPG like for the Final Fantasies or the Tales games,
okay,
where you're wandering from town to town and you have random encounters and that kind of thing. This is a full-on strategy role-playing game,
right,
and probably more in the strategy world than
the
role-playing.
JRPG.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm coming to terms with it because I don't play many strategy games. I played Valkyria Chronicles, and a couple of other bits and some stuff on my phone, but this one is about as hardcore as I've ever been into. But I knew that going in.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But you're still enjoying it, obviously.
Yeah, I love it.
Cool.
Luckily, it's got charm.
Yeah.
The characters are likeable. The story is completely balls out insane. And that's keeping me going through it. Through the grindy vibes.
What are these crazy penguins going to do next?
Ni No Kuni, or I suppose.
Yeah, which now got a release date.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I saw that the other day.
Yeah. Is it March?
Early first quarter, next year. So.
Yeah.
Just quickly on release dates, I know you've got to have a good plan. Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah.
Pushback.
Delayed.
To 2013.
Yeah.
I knew it would happen, though. Like, it looks
too
good for it to come out.
It was October, it's coming.
Yeah, but then October, November, think about all the games that come out October, November.
Yeah, true.
You know, so you got to...
It's probably a wise move to push it out.
Yeah, because I have a feeling it was a strategic decision as opposed to a development situation. So I think that it's like, hang on, we've got to compete with Call of Duty Black Ops 2, which is Black Ops.
Great.
Black Ops is still
it's
the highest selling game of all time, isn't it?
Black Ops 1 is, yeah.
Yeah, Black Ops 1. So they're expecting that probably exact success from that one.
Why go against a behemoth?
Exactly right, yeah. And you're just going to be a shadow, just like, unfortunately, how Amalur fell behind Skyrim. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't Bioshock big enough to carry itself through?
Bioshock's got its own fan base, but to get the new people in...
But
it is essentially a first-person shooter, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
To get those
I never think of it as a first-person shooter.
To get those people into the...
It is
different.
Don't get wrong.
But it's like action RPG, FPS, you know. Well, it's got all the stuff in it, but, like... If I'm releasing that game and then all of a sudden Black Ops gets announced, all of a sudden Assassin's Creed 3 gets announced, all of a sudden, is GTA 5 rumoured to come out this year? Is that not going to happen? Okay, cool, and then that's out the window. But other things like that are all rumoured around October, November. That's the biggest time of the year, especially in Australia, for those release, or everywhere in the world, I suppose, for those release games. I would be like, hang on, we could get an extra 100,000 sales by releasing it in the quiet period next year when the
game
comes out.
Yeah, because then you don't have Christmas.
Exactly.
But you still get the...
It's damned if you did and damned if you don't.
Yeah,
you don't.
It's a hard situation, but I know what I'd rather do. I'd much rather release at the beginning of the year than compete with Call of Duty.
I'd like to think they've delayed it so they can...
Make
polish,
it better.
Polish,
I hope so.
Polish,
I hope that's the situation, but I'm thinking about what it would more likely be.
I mean, it gives them the opportunity to polish it anyway, even if it is a commercial decision.
Correct. But then you've got to think about, they've got to press the discs, they've got to get all the distribution rights ready and all that sort of stuff. So,
well, surely they knew that already and were like, okay, we're going to
get
it for October.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So, well, all the playthroughs they're showing are all on rails, you know what I mean? They're not actually showing real playthrough yet.
So
it's the very scripted, like, practiced.
Yeah, exactly.
They know exactly
look at,
where
look at this
look spot
at, here when you come
exactly
to this bit up there.
Doing.
And,
yeah.
You know, so, anyway. Yeah, so what are you playing, Brad?
Well, I've been doing two things. So first, in prep for Halo 4, I've gone back to back catalogue and cranked out Halo 2.
I applaud you.
Finished Halo 2 on Legendary again.
Nice.
Was about to start on Halo 3, but then Mind Your Manners has convinced me to go back into Skyrim for a little bit. So we got about as close as you could get to two-player co-op in Skyrim. And the way we did that, I got two TVs, so I'm playing my Xbox. Manners has got his PlayStation 3, so we're both playing Skyrim, sitting on the same couch, playing our own games.
Are you questing it together? Like, we should both go and do this quest?
We started off thinking like we could do that, but then we both just got sucked into what we were doing, and But the funny, like, the chat that comes out, it was quite funny, like, he'd be fighting and dying, he'd be like, I can't beat this guy! Oh, like, Brad, look at this, like, what, look, dude, I'm fighting a dragon, just chill out, just give me 5 minutes. And like, it was actually quite funny, but we answered some good questions, so we figured out which one loads quicker, PlayStation 3 or Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Xbox beats PlayStation 3 for load time in Skyrim,
mm-hmm.
but...
By a lot, or...?
It's apparently a decent amount, like
yeah,
15 seconds or something.
Wow. Yeah, it's good, but load time on your Xbox is still... Uh-oh, I've died. All right, well, I might just watch a Lord of the Rings marathon with the director's cut, 5 extra hours of unseen footage. Then I'll Google Peter Jackson, The Hobbit. I'll see the release date. Wait for that to come out in the cinema. Go and watch that. Wait for a release date on DVD. Watch it again. And then go back, have a coffee, wait 15 minutes, turn your little... icon around, because I still believe that rotating the character that's on the screen helps it load faster.
And then
continue on. And when you walk into the wrong mine and it loads, and then you walk back. God, I want to kill myself.
You leave your house and you forgot something, and you're like,
I know what I do. I go straight to Whiterun to dump all my stuff in the house, and then I go through and I get sidetracked in my own house. Like, I find something cool that I've left there. Like, oh, should I use that weapon? Maybe I should. I'll take it this time. I'll take it this trip. Do all this stuff, and I leave the house, and I haven't dumped any of my dragon bone or anything like that. And I'm like, go pick up like a bottle of, you know, a potion. I'm like, over encumbered. Fuck. The whole point of me going home was to get rid of all that stuff.
You had a butt coming, but I'll put a butt of my own in. That's why I turned off auto saving on transitions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that, going into the house in Whiterun took, I don't know, what, 10, 12 seconds or something when it saves?
Yeah.
It was about 2 seconds without it. So I made that decision, and you know that it killed me a couple of times.
Yes, yeah.
When I hadn't thought to manually save.
It has saved my ass on more than one occasion, that's for sure. Because I've gone in and like angered an entire town and thinking, fuck, what am I going to do now?
The worst one I lost was about 3 hours.
Yeah.
When I just had a hardcore session, but a massive dungeon, I think it was.
Yeah.
It could have been 3 hours, but it was pretty big. And didn't save.
Probably Black
Ridge. But it was worth it for me.
Yeah.
Not having those, because I was never worried about...
But you were playing pre-patched as well, so pre-patched, they fixed all that stuff, so it didn't screw up as much with the load times, it didn't jitter, it didn't do anything weird.
Did you
turn
off, like, so you had no...
Yeah.
Because on PC, I auto-save every 20 minutes.
Yeah. I turned off all my auto-save, because that was one of the things that was really screwing up.
Mine's set to
5. Pre-patch.
5 minutes.
Yeah, but it's only 5 if you use the item menu, so if like on the PlayStation...
You
Item Land. So you just go to your character crossbar, or whatever it's called, and then if it's been more than 5 minutes, if I go to change a weapon, then I've got a delay of about 10 seconds to wait for the save, and then I can change what I was going to do and then get back to work, and that helps me a lot.
I turn all that shit off.
But the interesting, interesting thing is watching someone else play, like, and playing your own game, he realised the benefits of, like, getting into a fight and just going hard. I realised the benefits of some of the magic stuff that he had. So it actually altered the way we were both playing games.
Yeah.
We learned
some things from each other.
I was going nowhere near magic. Now I'm into the mage quests. He liked the fact that I could wolf out and just kill a bunch of dudes as a werewolf. So he's now going to do the companion stuff.
Mm.
So we've both sort of altered what we were doing, which I thought was quite interesting.
To be honest, I've only used the werewolf thing once.
Master
Criminal.
Oh yeah, I haven't even started that.
Because I didn't want to kill anyone, so I just turned into a werewolf in front of a guard, and that gets you a bounty.
Oh, 1,000.
Yeah. You know what you can do? You can just go on a murderous rampage and then just reload your save. You still get the trophy.
Oh no, but I have ethics, James.
Hang on, aren't you a Daedric? Didn't you follow the Daedric
path? Murdered plenty of people.
But it was all within a strict ethical code.
I was being told what to do, so I did it.
You heard of
the
first.
This guy, like 2 weeks ago, he's like, if I can join the Daedrus in the online game, I am there.
Tim Fisher,
the Dexter,
just kills serial killers.
It's not morally wrong if the Daedric God tells you to do it.
Hey man, the Daedric quests are just phenomenal. Hey? I love those quests.
I'm still intrigued. You said the load times are longer on PlayStation 3, but, and then we got distracted. What was the but?
It still takes a long time. Xbox is still ridiculous.
Oh, like the comparison is.
I thought you were going to say, but the PS2 is better in this area, and I was really waiting.
Yeah, it looks
better. No, look.
You can say that.
They're nearly the same. Like, they look the same.
After all the patches, PS2 got almost there, I think.
Yeah. Almost. Mm. But, look, I appreciate that the game probably pushes both consoles to.
I'm just confused.
What confuses me is. I don't know what the disc is that they use for the Xbox. I think it's HD DVD or just DVD. But
it's just DVD.
Well, we've got 25 gigs. When I say we, I mean PlayStation players. We've got 25 gig on a single-sided Blu-ray disc to play with, where DVD has less than 5. How the fuck do they fit that whole game in under that?
Is it dual DVDs?
No, it's a single disc. Yeah, so it's interesting, eh? They must have a...
Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
That's amazing. Anyway, whoever works on the compression, that's amazing.
Yeah, true.
So anyway.
Right, so that's what I've been playing. But it was that much fun. We're going to do it again a couple of times because it's segue.
I'm finished. I'm just getting ready. Shut your nose.
I got in there. I prematurely segued.
I don't have a topic to go to.
Oh, ding! Not again.
It's not you, it's me. I've segued all over the place.
Not this game. Not this again. I've segued all over
the place. It's not you, it's me.
I thought I got over this. I'm sorry.
I even segued before I came.
I segued at home before I went out. You know, go out with a loaded gun.
Oh, that's good radio.
Oh man,
that was a good segue. We enjoyed playing it. We're going to do it more often, but I'll probably go back into Halo 3.
Nice, cool. All right,
on to items of discussion.
Cool. I just want to discuss what I've been playing.
Oh shit! Yeah, I forgot.
It's my fault because I always start it away. I have been playing both Kingdoms of Amalur and Skyrim, and I must admit, what I've been doing is playing Amalur first to just whet my thirst of RPG land, and
have a quick nap and rest yourself
to get some rest before I play Skyrim. Yeah. So I've been playing it first because I'm less likely to fall asleep if I play it earlier in the evening, I suppose.
Yeah.
But been playing Amalur and I've been getting plenty sidetracked in the game. There's some awesome aspects. The towns aren't so engaging as, say, Skyrim. Like, you know, in Skyrim you walk through and you speak to somebody, you can most likely have something to do for them.
Mm.
Where in Amalur they're just like, what do you want? And you just press buttons and nothing happens and you're like, oh, okay, I can't talk to you. So I'm on a quest. Okay, I'll go this way. And then you just sort of, like, I'm doing the main quest, but I'm trying to get sidetracked in the game, and it's not really working. I'm just getting directed towards the main quest.
Okay.
So I'm happy.
Too early in the game, maybe.
Very.
It opens up.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, but I just think it's not. It's just not as open as Skyrim.
No, it's like, not. It's a different game. But
like the whole thing with Skyrim is that, like you say, you can just talk, have a random conversation about whatever, and it'll give you this little quest. But I think Amalur is more focused, streamlined.
I did something funny in Skyrim last night. So talk about that in a sec. But with Amalur, I was like. Yeah, I killed my first boss in the game. Second boss, I think it was. So that was really cool. And I got some decent loot. I did stuff up. I found this wicked bow that was, like, hugely overpowered for what I was. And then I accidentally shot someone with it. And the town got angry. And they all started to kill me. And I didn't want to kill anyone in the town because I wanted to do some missions there.
Mm.
So I reloaded. Went to the same hidden location that I found. It was in, like, a pile of rocks or something. And it was a randomized item, and I'm gutted. I was like, oh, no! I just got like a fine dagger or something instead of like,
load,
fuck you,
load,
dagger.
I'll just stuff it off,
find it eventually, I'll just keep going. So then I did something funny in Skyrim, right? I was just, I did a couple of daily quests, which I'll talk about in a second, but what I did in my spare time was I ran into a guard in Whiterun, and I just walked past him, and he started to say something, and I noticed that my map was updated after I spoke to him. Like, just walked past, but I didn't hear what he said. So I ran back up to him and tried to trigger the conversation that he just had with me to show me the hidden location. And I went through every single speech line that the game has to offer. Because I've got experience in all these different things, he says a wonderful range of things, doesn't he?
Yeah, I heard that.
Like, he just goes, like, normally they just go, like, watch the skies, traveler, or something like that. And then it was like, he said that, and he goes, oh, can you conjure me up a nice warm bed? Can you make me a cool potion to do this? Can you do this? I heard you, he goes, you know, no lollygagging.
You're a jack of all trades.
Yeah. Honestly, he said something to do with
Aeol Sithis.
Yeah. I haven't got that. Right. I haven't done that quest yet.
Dark Brotherhood.
Yeah, I haven't done that quest yet. But he's like, Hail Companion and other things. And then finally, after literally about 30 things that he said, he finally goes, oh, watch out for this place over in here. Map updated. A second spot.
Oh.
So I was like, hang on, I'm getting random locations out of this guard. So you can do that. If you sit there spamming the guard's speech, you get locations revealed to you that you haven't been to yet.
Cool.
Just so, random stuff?
Yeah,
like
radiant system stuff. No, he just says where it is. And then I went to one location that was random and it ended up being a dragon priest and a word wall. So I was like, I've got two birds with one stone now. I've got a shout and I've got a dragon mask.
Because same as you go back, when you go back to the Greybeards, hey, they always tell you word walls.
Yeah,
he says, hey, what's going on? Oh, yeah, go see what the hidden power is over here.
Yeah, and then something that you got me to do, I can't remember what happens there, but the courier comes every couple of days and goes, gives you a note. That was an action, sorry. He gives you a note and says, there's the same thing, find the source of power in whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then, so I did the Malogba's Mace, the Haunted House quest, which Pete was talking about, and I loved it. Thought it was awesome. Because, you know, I don't know if I've said it on the podcast before, but I don't do Daedric quests unless I'm playing with my headphones, because I love the way they get in your head with the sounds and all that sort of stuff. So I had opportunity to have said headphones on, and I went to the... finally just went in there with the guy and went, oh, let's have a look around. There's things floating around and stuff. It was really cool. And then he goes, let's go down here. And he runs down the end of the house or something. And then I hear this voice saying, he is not worthy, but you are, or something like that. And it just, man, I could feel the smile creeping up on my face. And it was awesome. And then I had a fetch quest to do, did the fetch quest, come back. And he's like, oh, firstly, prove to me that, you know, you're a badass, kill the guy. And if you were watching me play, it would have been hilarious. It was not even a thought. It was just like, he was standing in front of me when I heard the voice in my head. I just went, Fushwada! Or whatever it was, the particular shout. I did the fire shout. He just burnt to the ground. He's like, good. So it was like, yeah, straight up. Okay, cool. And then later, you get this guy and you've got to basically bludgeon him with a rusty mace. And I was like...
That's when I changed.
But... Really?
Yeah.
Did you change your tune?
Then that's when I was nice too. It was like, okay.
Really?
Bludgeoning people is kind of good.
Do you know, I was saying to Luke earlier today, you know what, something clicked in my mind, hey, and I just went, while all the speech was happening, I could not wait to get this mace and beat the crap out of him. And I was like, circling the cage, staring at the guy, like if you were watching, it would have been like, man, this guy's got, I've just gone nuts, because I was just like circling, waiting to just get, bloodthirsty. And then so I pulled out my dagger as well, because I know it does major damage, so hit him once with the mace and stab him with the dagger and he'd just die over and over again. It was brilliant. Loved it. And then, so then I got this cool mace. I didn't realise it was a soul trapping mace too.
Yeah,
so
that's the one that Pete's been using.
That's really handy.
Yeah,
is it awesome, level, man. Is it 37 damage when you get it early in the game? Like, is it the same level of damage? Does anyone remember the numbers?
Depends on what the mace skills at, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it gave me, like, whatever the soul trap is, 3 seconds, plus it's got two other enchantments on it. So it's
I think it's just soul trap.
No, it's got 37 points of this damage, 37 points of this damage,
right, okay,
plus the main damage, plus the soul trap.
No, it didn't have that when I got it.
No?
Soul trap.
Yeah,
so obviously,
not,
I'm going to add a high level.
Trap,
I'll take a snapshot and show you guys. It's definitely something awesome. I was like, wow, this thing's amazing. If I'd gotten this earlier, I'd be well overpowered. But
No, it was good, but it wasn't that good.
No, this will kill a bear with a couple of hits, I reckon.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so I did that and I was really excited.
I use that whenever I do my soul trapping.
Yeah, because now I've got, I've did some...
I don't know what the little flip wrist, but... I'm like,
yeah!
And I've done, like, I realised that I can make my glass armour and weapons more powerful than my dragon scale stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I reckon glass armour looks better too, I love the look of that.
I haven't actually put on a full suit of armour, so... And then so I've just been mucking around with the stats and stuff. I've gotten my light armor to 200 plus armor rating, which is not bad for light armor, I think. So I've gotten that.
No, because I've got light dragon armor, it's like 400, 500, 600. Something.
That would be light. You'd have dragon bone armor.
No,
light scale.
Light.
With all the
I only go light.
How many perks have you got in light armor?
None.
Okay.
Oh, so that's why.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Because you have a complete matching set, it doubles it.
Oh, right. Okay. No. This is just like raw material using just smithing and clothing.
But if you put some perks in that tree, then it'll be.
Well, I spent my perks in archery the other day just for the hell of it, because I was like, you know what? I don't do enough range stuff without magic, so I smithed myself a glass bow of what I called Searle. So I made it like with lots of O's and U's because it's got a salt trap on it. And it's got a, it's a glass bowl of soul and just like, you know, using arrows. And I got to the point in the arrow tree where, in the bow and arrow, what's it called? Archery tree, where I could zoom in and it slows down time at the same time. Mm. Fucking awesome. So fun. Just popping arrows into people's necks and stuff. It's, it's awesome. Yeah.
And I never put anything into archery, and now that it's got kill cams and stuff, I really want to when I get back playing again.
I concentrated on archery for about the last 20 hours.
Oh, really?
Until I was Robin Hood.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So it was just awesome after a while.
Yeah, it was. I filled the five at the bottom of it to make it really powerful.
Yeah.
A few others and the slowdown one.
Yeah.
And then, I was unstoppable because I had a Daedric bow and arrow.
Yeah, I haven't experimented with Daedric anything because I haven't gone up the heavy armor side, so I need to go unlock all that stuff.
I had a mate who did archery, and I was talking to him, and he was like, man, like, Skyrim's good and all, but I think it's too easy. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, fucking bow is just so overpowered. You have full perks in it.
Yeah.
You just sit back and just, like, boom, then back to stealth. Boom,
yeah, and that's because that's how I got my sneak.
Shooting people while you're in sneak.
That's very satisfying. Because they'd be, like, wandering around these dungeons and going, oh, fucking, this guy's a jerk. I brilliant comedy. When you shoot someone in the back of the head and then you go and hide and they come back and go, oh, I swear I heard something. I just shot you in the back of the head with an arrow. You're teetering on the brink of death. There's clearly someone here. Yeah. And all I did was just hide up around the corner.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, so I've been, I can't get enough of it still, hey, I'm just playing that. I've been dabbling in other games because I got heaps of games for on PlayStation Plus last month and just dabbling in
puzzle
games.
Plus
huge, man. Max Payne 1.
Or was that a segue? Sounded like a segue.
Yeah,
I'm not pressing that again.
PlayStation.
One premature segue.
Segue please.
Well, hey, look, if you can do multiple segues, it doesn't matter how premature
you
are.
You too
late.
I can't
multiple
segues.
What's happened to all our quality assurance?
Oh, yeah, normally because it's easy to just say ding.
Give me 20 minutes. Give me 20 minutes on one segue.
You need a cigarette.
Recharge. You need a drink or something. Anyway, yeah, so...
Some electrolytes.
I want to do a quick Elder Scrolls Online update if I can.
Sure, why not? Go for it.
While we're on the subject of Skyrim. So I was reading about...
We're always on the subject of Skyrim.
You probably read it was a thing in Game Informer this month.
Yeah, I flicked through. I didn't get to get
the read. Yeah. All right. Well, they've announced that there's going to be... You know how Will was telling you the last couple of weeks ago about how dungeons in most MMOs now are instants, so they're just for you, so that essentially other people don't kill all the mobs before you get in and stuff. They're going to do big, open,
public dungeons.
Dungeons,
yeah.
So anyone can go in. There'll be other people fighting while you're in there. They can heal you. You can heal them. You can meet people randomly, sort of on the fly.
Okay.
So that you can sort of.
Yeah,
just
I like
and I heard that Cyrodiil is the
PvP battle, and the best thing. So they're gonna. It's gonna be limited to start. You're not gonna be able to go everywhere.
Yeah.
So like Whiterun, you're not gonna be able to go from the get go. Apparently, and a few other places are gonna be a bit limited. Mm-hmm. But Cyrodiil is the PvP zone. So essentially, there's gonna be battles over Cyrodiil. Over the three factions, so there's Aldmeri Dominion.
Yeah, I heard that's a new faction.
Oh, they're in Skyrim.
I know, but like their official faction in
there. Yeah. And then there's, I can't remember the other two, but you'll be fighting for control of Cyrodiil, and then the player that was most valuable through the war becomes the Emperor. So essentially, it's like a leaderboard. So whoever does the most damage and is the best in the war becomes the Emperor of fucking Tamriel.
that will not be me.
Yeah, well,
no, me neither.
You become the Emperor and just log off.
What?
What if you become the Emperor and just log off?
Yeah, well, there's going to be another war. You'll lose it.
Oh, okay.
It's going to rotate all the time.
Fair enough.
But it's essentially a leaderboard, so whoever's
it'd be
the
so
best
cool
best
if it
game,
ends up looking
Emperor.
Like Lord of the Rings and you got, shit. I forgot his name. What's the bad guy's name?
Sauron.
Sauron, and he's in the middle of the war with his huge mace and he's just swinging hundreds of people around. And
that's
he's attacking. That'd be sick.
That'd be pretty cool. But, I thought that was a fucking cool way to do it. So at least people are going to really want to get to the top, like... Just
who would love to
man,
say
that?
Just to have the credit, yeah.
But you know what?
I'm the Emperor.
That's
that'd be cool. Almost impossible for any normal person
it
to
would,
do.
It would,
yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
What I mean. It won't that it
yeah,
won't be me.
Definitely. Yeah, you'd have to be a freak. Okay.
You
make yourselves feel better.
You hear that?
So there's going to be abilities to do combos, so that instead of just, they're going to try and get rid of the, in MMOs they call it the Holy Trinity, tank, healer, damage.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got tanks who take all the damage, healers who heal everyone, and
DPS,
which is damage. So they're going to do things like combos where the one character will drop a oil patch on the ground, for example, and then that oil patch might slow another enemy when they walk over it. But another enemy, if I've got a
sorry, I just when you said oil patch, I just pictured my character being a squid.
Squirt. Deploy squid.
Sorry, anyway.
So yeah, one player might like drop an oil patch on the ground, someone walk over it, slows them down, but then if I've got like a fire spell or something, I'll shoot that at the oil and it'll go on fire and kill them and stuff. So yeah, there'll be all combinations of that. And then to join the mages or the thieves guild, there's going to be law books hidden around the world, so you have to find those to join the guilds.
Shalador's insights.
Confirmed thieves guild and dark brotherhood, but we don't know how it's going to work. Like, apparently you're not going to be able to join the thieves and the mages guild from the get-go. You're going to have to work for it.
Do you know what's troubling me?
It's
a little bit of repetition, but I'm really liking the idea of being able to cruise around Tamriel,
mm-hmm.
like a meet up with you guys and do shit. But I'm really scared about the
PvP.
Influence of other people.
Well, you know, we don't have to play on a PvP server.
I know that, but it sounds like that's a big component, and which
is
what's kept me away from MMOs in the past.
But that's the thing, is from what I've heard in this, they're doing it sort of like in Star Wars, that you can quest on your own. If you want to, you can quest on your own and do your own shit.
Okay.
You don't have to... You
can,
you know what I mean?
That's
you can do that and team up with other people, but
essentially you get the whole enjoyable section of multiplayer, what Tim and I would call it, where we're working cooperatively, and then there's no, like, super overpowered DPS guy walks up to you and just wipes out your entire squad with one hit, just because they can.
What happens if that does happen? Can you go back to a save point, or will you see...
No, there's no save points or anything like that. So what it would be is if you did get killed, you go back to a waypoint. So it's similar to, I don't know, like fast travel. There's no fast travel in the game, because then you'd be able to just go fucking everywhere.
Mm.
So there'll be certain waypoints in towns and stuff. So if you get killed near that town, you'll go back to that waypoint with all your gear and all your experience. But the main thing is that you have to walk back to where you were.
And that same motherfucker might be stood there still.
That's
still
right.
Fucking camping.
Like the one in DC on
top
of the building.
Building.
Mm-hmm.
But like for me in Star Wars, like I've been playing 25 levels now. I've played a little bit with my brother as co-op. I haven't played with anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I just played on my own. I don't really talk to anyone else.
These people are running around and doing their own thing.
All just playing around. Yeah,
but
see,
when it's PvE, are you playing on a PvP server?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what happens if you play on a PvE server? Is there no one running around, unless you invite them to that game?
No, there's people there and stuff, but...
They just can't do damage to you.
I don't know, yeah. I prefer PvP, there's just that threat. Like, there's just that ominous, like, background, you could die.
I don't like that threat.
But, you know, I like to have
control.
but it's good, because, like, unless they're ridiculously high level, they're probably not even going to be at your area anyway.
That's true.
Like, why? Unless they're real fucking... bastards that are just like level 70 running around in a level 20 area just like just killing all
that's what happens. That's the first my first experience of DCU online was that
that's what
like,
I'd do
the spawn yeah, but I spawned
people
into like
you
a,
they're ruining our game
like they start you off in like a bar almost or a club where there's a bunch of superheroes in the club and you just sort of first thing that happened well I walked in there some guy just punched me in the face lost half my energy so I thought I'll hit you I'm sure this is going to be a fair fight no absolutely not. Second hit, I was dead, not to fucking load again, and I was like, what the hell?
Yeah,
it just happened.
And that's the thing, man, like, I guess it's all up to the game developers to make the game, but it's not like that. So.
We shall see.
And it should be good.
Max Payne 3 was released this week.
I'm going to order that with Diablo.
Nice.
Yeah. Looks awesome.
Did you see the snapshot?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing looking.
Yeah, you showed me.
Yeah,
pretty good.
It's going to be
awesome.
Great.
I love that he's using
Drizzy. Than anticipated.
Yeah,
well, I heard that with the review. Hey, they said it was...
Well, the first two are really, like, good stories. I loved the story in those two. Like, the first level in number one, because I was saying a couple of weeks ago
that
I've been...
I'm
going
to play that. I've got it ready to go.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
First level in number one is you finding your dead wife and kid.
That's right.
and you go in and then like she's screaming and you find the dead baby and then you go in and then she's the dude's got her and like it's fucking pretty full on game. And like I read a couple of reviews and they were saying that yeah, he's still pretty fucked up. He's like alcoholic, taking heaps of pills and he's like still getting over his life.
They say the story, they say he's refusing to get over his wife. It's not that he can't get over it, he's using he doesn't want to. He's using that as his rage and as his the way that he can progress through life that way. To be as angry as he is, to be as deadly as he is, he's doing it that way.
Cool. Yeah. It looks amazing, but
it does look good. I don't know what it's going to look like on a console. The review was done on PC, the most reviews I've seen yet. So,
okay. But the multiplayer looks good too.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what multiplayer's going to be like. So
the like, because it's bullet time, obviously. At a bullet time, they've made a way, so if I've got you in line of sight, if I go bullet time, you go bullet time.
Right.
So we'd be...
So you don't get a choice. You'd be like running around. And just running
and
around.
And everyone else sees us in normal time.
Isn't there a mode where one person has that ability?
There's a mode where one person becomes Max Payne and then one person's his friend and then you've got more ammo and more like pills and stuff and everyone has to try and kill you essentially. That looks pretty cool.
Huh?
Alright. Aliens.
Nice.
So this was from a game forum as well last week. Last month, whatever. So
this month issue.
How's this? Your Prometheus movie, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Stemmed from it was they reckon like this is what Game Informer said Ry Ridley got keen to make it. It's because these guys sat down and were talking about aliens, colonial marines, trying to get all this backstory to put into the game and sort of really build the world. And he got really into it and was like, fuck yeah, and like started really talking to him about it. And then Brent was like, yeah, I'm going to go and actually direct it.
Decided to direct
Prometheus. That's amazing. Yeah, and he thought he'd do the full story about the space jockey and give the full history. But apparently, in the new game, you're going to be able to go on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's the ship called?
Sulaco.
No, not the Sulaco, the original ship that...
No, the
one that the space jockey's on. It's derelict.
Well done, Tim.
But you're going to be able to go to, like, the hangar on the Sulaco, the bridge on the Sulaco, all the bishop's body's still there, his legs are still on the
That's
ground.
That's awesome.
And then they've confirmed the bishop's coming back, because they've got the guy who did the voice coming back.
Lance Henriksen.
Yeah. You are fucking... Really good.
Yeah, he's onto it.
I think I found someone who's going to Prometheus because my wife said, I'm going to that.
Oh, can I come too?
Oh, can I come?
We should Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Is it a prequel? Because I haven't seen it.
Yes.
I haven't seen
He hasn't seen any of them. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I told you this.
You have 425 days to rectify that or I'm deleting you from Facebook.
Now we've got this stage. Why don't you watch Prometheus and then watch Alien?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Maybe it'll work in my favour.
Go watch Prometheus.
No.
And then we'll go to James' place and we'll watch the movies.
No, it's that like Star Wars. You've got to watch them in the order of George Lucas intended.
No, you've got to not watch the prequels.
Yeah, you just ignore the prequels altogether. You just basically start from when the Jewel of the Fate song starts in the first episode and only watch that last 15 minutes.
Yes.
And then you watch episode 4 after that.
Fair call.
Right.
Alright, and so yeah, so you're going to be able to go to all those places, the colonist base that got wiped out from aliens and stuff, all that's going to be in it. So
where the Prometheus fit in? I'm just kidding.
Hadley's Hope.
Hadley's Hope is exactly what it's called.
Bloody hell,
shit.
Tim, you and your alien.
Wow.
Years of
I thought I was good.
Encyclopedia of alien knowledge. Alright, and
I'm
the multiplayer.
So that was recorded.
would you say something about alien knowledge? That's a good quote for you, man. You are something of alien knowledge. A beacon.
Encyclopedia
of alien knowledge, my friend.
So that multiplayer aspect is going to be Marines versus aliens.
Right.
So two teams, so that's pretty fucking cool. Bishop confirmed with the original voice actor, which you already said. You're going to be able to pilot the power loaders, and that's about all I had for it.
That's good, I'm looking forward to that.
Is any plasma gun loading cool? Is any cool weapons in the movies that will be...
The pulse rifle, man. The
pulse rifle's good.
Yeah.
Flame thrower.
And
the
smart gun.
Gun.
The smart gun that Vasquez has.
I remember the flamethrower.
Bad radio, but it gets held like that because it's so big.
Oh, yeah, like a mini railgun sort of thing.
Yeah, very cool.
Huge. And the sentry guns.
Because, you know, I played the video games.
We were looking at it the other day. You know, the sentry guns that they mount in events.
They set up the sentry guns.
You can set them up.
Yep.
In a hallway, yeah. Definitely.
Cool. Can you level up your character?
No item left!
That's
going to be awesome.
Next thing was about game.
Yes, closing down in Australia now.
They're still trading. Self-administration.
Yeah.
Self-imposed, I suppose, administration. According to the website itself, the game.com.au website, they said that they will be trading on as close to business as usual as possible.
Yeah.
But so they're not getting any of Diablo 3 copies.
No, because they're not getting... don't count on any new EA games at all from them. So
Or Activision.
Activision? I suppose Activision EA...
Activision's Blizzard.
Did they say no to Blizzard as well?
There's no Diablo 3. That's why they've had to give everyone refunds for Diablo 3, because they're getting no Diablo 3.
But the reason they couldn't...
If they're not getting any EA or Activision games, no, it's pretty much fucking everything.
Pretty much give up.
The two biggest developers in the world.
So how are you going to get people in your store to sell our game if you're not getting anything to get Diablo 3?
So apparently some stores gave refunds for Diablo 3, but then a lot of stores didn't. So Blizzard came out and announced anyone who ordered Diablo 3 through game gets a free copy from them.
As long as you provide your game receipt. Which is amazing of them. I think it's a brilliant...
Good, brilliant.
That's such a massive outlay for Blizzard, isn't it? So that's huge.
But, I
suppose the scheme of things is like 100.
They have just copies. Fucking pools of money. Blizzard, have more money than God.
Is there anything else on the...
The other thing I just wanted to say was quickly Last of Us trailer.
Did you watch the gameplay trailer? Can't see the gameplay trailer yet. The truck ambush?
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Looked fucking awesome.
Yeah, and the AC3 trailer was good as well. We talked about that last
year. Yeah, no, we didn't.
The gameplay trailer. Yeah, it looks good. Looks amazing, actually. Yeah.
Man. The bit where he fucking threw the window and out the others and out another window.
Yeah, that was... I was listening to Beyond. And they were talking about the speed of where you can go through those houses and stuff, because he's like analysing the commercial, you know, Colin Moriarty, he's going through it with a fine tooth comb, and he was like, he was amazed. Like, the mechanics are awesome to begin with, but then he just saw the speed of how fluid you jump through that window and you quickly run through the house and jump over whatever it was and then fly out the window and.
Or when he's on that battlefield and he slides under the log and then.
They're using the bayonet against in mid-combat. Yeah. So,
and stabbing the other guard.
Yeah,
the
guard goes to shoot him. He knocks that out of the way. Stabs the guard, spins the guard around, and then stabs the other guard on the floor with the other guard's bayonet. And it's just wicked. The combat looks awesome.
Can't wait to tomahawk his shit out of some red coats.
Oh, yeah. So awesome. Can't wait.
Not with
tea bag.
With
I was on a quick note. I was playing. I actually dived into Modern Warfare 3 the other day, just for a bit of fun, and played Free For All. And I was getting totally destroyed because I haven't played it in so long. So you got to get that sort of momentum going again. And by about four games, I was back onto momentum. Was coming in the top five regularly, and then there was a. One guy who was 32-0, right? So he's got 32 kills, no deaths, and he's just on top of the ladder. He's just owning everybody that came near him, right? I counted for about five of those kills on his behalf because I just kept going back to him. And I thought to myself, you know what? I need to get this guy before I finish this match. So I just
what is this fucking guy doing?
Yeah, he's like, this kid's coming back. He's enjoying himself. He's enjoying himself. I'm sure. I'm giving him that confidence in that I'm just going to keep coming back the same way. And so I just decided to do one thing different. I run exactly the same way I did, but I take a different turn. I end up behind the guy. Nice little knife to the back of the head. And then he goes down and I start teabagging him. I must have clicked my controller, my R3 button, to do the duck and stand up animation about 150 times. And I'm still going, fuck you! Fuck you! Nah, nah, nah. So it was 32-1. I'm like, yeah, baby, I'm that number one. Anyway, that was my little awesomeness for a thing. So, I'm not the sort of person to play worrying about my KDR. I don't care. Yeah. I just want to have fun. So I got to teabag the shit out of that guy, and I'm happy.
I think it's a nice way to finish, to be honest.
On that bombshell.
On that bombshell, that's been another episode of Gamers Make the World Go Round. Thank you for joining us. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave comments. Check out the website, gamersmaketheworldgoround.com, and send us emails. You can comment on the website or send us emails to thepeoplesnoob@gmail.com, and in the near future we'll have better email addresses, I promise.
We do actually have some mail.
That's right.
We'll get to it next week. Yeah. We'll get to it next week.
See's out.
All right. We've got to finish up. I forgot to do the reader mail. Oh, well. See's out. Thanks for coming, man.
No worries.
So,
wouldn't miss it for the world.
No, good. It's awesome. Just had someone ask me.
No, it's not even 1 o'clock yet.
No, that's cool. We just had someone ask me if he's like, ooh. He goes, "What games are you playing at the moment?" And I said, "I'm playing Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning and Skyrim." And he's like, "Now, which one of those would you choose if I was to buy one of those games and not having played either of them? What would you choose?" And I said, "Well, Kingdoms of Amalur puts me to sleep a lot. I've put in 150 hours into Skyrim, so you can do the math if you like. But, you know, I said they're two different games, totally different games. So, and I think it's good that I'm playing both, because not only the comparisons I get to do between the two, but I can see the difference in the, because Amalur's more
action-based.
Hey, what's cracking? The Amalur's more action-based, you know, combos and all that sort of stuff.
Hey! Oh, segue bell.
Did you make that? Did you get the Did you get the?
Did I? It's like he doesn't know me at all.
We're gonna need another chair.
Check it out. Thanks, I'm a happy man.
You're a happy man. What are you playing?
Duke Nukem 3D. Free.
Can you move the controls around on the screen?
Go back. How do I get out of the transport?
Are you gonna be okay with me in the same room, Tim?
This is
making. Oh my god, it's time to kick ass and jump on.
Free!
Free?
Yeah.
For free! It's like some sort of rift in the time space.
It's gone free now today.
That was how Max Payne was able
to. I'm getting a
Duke Nukem 3D free.
Duke Nukem 3D on the phone.
Shoot him! Shoot him!
Shooter!
I'm getting it now.
So we're doing something different.
Jurassic Park reference?
Yes. Yeah. Very good. We are recording via the iPhone mic, because apparently this with the new firmware is not supported on iPhone anymore.
What?
I know. Stupid. So I'll bring my iPod in.
Damn you! 5. Whatever.
5.11781. Whatever it is, I don't know. It's just 5.1, I think. But anyway.
Yeah, so Duke Nukem and Wolfenstein 3D are both free. So, Wolfenstein 3D.
I'm on it.
It was the same quality without it anyway, nearly, wasn't it?
Ding! Yeah, saying the word ding is... I just did a quick comparison. I was just saying to Tim, I did a quick comparison. I pulled the headset out, and the phone on its own records beautifully, which is why the podcast comes out
so
really
all
the time. But this comes out real clear.
That's why it works,
except
when we fuck it up and don't turn the machine off.
Yeah, that's right. But if I'm like right now, I'm touching the phone, you'll see the levels are like all over the place and stuff.
Not
that,
too much,
cause that's,
do you reckon?
No, not... Well, I could take it out.
No.
But like, you know, if you're doing like making noise, it will pick up.
You get a bit excited though.
Yeah.
It will peak. It'll peak. I'll just have to.
We do have a tendency to bang and.
I'll just normalize the sound.
Last week it's hand jobs. This week it's banging.
Shitlocks and Iron Man.
Fuck man.
Did you like the title?
My ass off.
Oh, we've been asked. We've been asked.
Sorry for Disneyland, man.
Payback for bomb and Disneyland.
I nearly lost it. And then Pete, when he's talking about, oh, sorry, boys, I'm still back at Disney.
Itemland or whatever it is. We've been asked to revisit Itemland. Some feedback. Are you still playing Disgaea?
Yeah.
So, have you had any adventures in Itemland?
I tell you what, it's not the most fun place to be.
sounds so magical.
It's really tense.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Mm. When you start losing your characters, 007, maybe we'll be talking about this on the podcast, but when you start getting down to your last couple of characters, and you're on level 8 in Itemland.
Oh, yeah.
But you said shit your pants time.
Yeah, exactly.
All that work can go down. It's like permanent.
No. You can't save in the middle of it.
Yourself, because they're bringing it around.
I'm sure you're starting.
We're right on.
What? Oh, Pete.
He's still...
He's doing...
we can add this as a...
He's
all dressed up doing...
Is he? So will he come by later?
I don't know. I saw him. Now we're going around spinning wheels and stuff.
Should I send him a text?
Yeah, to make it.
Shoot him a text. Just tell him.
He'll come in.
Oh, did you just say corporate reference?
We're not recording.
Oh, you did. Yeah, we are recording, but we're.
Oh, are
you? Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I didn't
but
know.
That's okay.
Sorry.
It's all right. We'll just put one of those. I've been censored. Yeah, you're going to be the second person to be censored.
You and Pete Brown.
So, you know, at the end of the day, does it really matter? I don't know. I'm not sure. But I don't want it to matter, so I won't do it.
I think it's a good running joke.
So,
yeah.
Well, I can't send a text because I'm in airplane mode.
We can't make corporate references, and yet we say Microsoft and Sony 50s.
Well, they're corporate places that we don't work for, so we can talk about them as much as we want.
So I avoided that piece of software name before for no reason.
Absolutely.
Articulate.
Just thought I'd say it. Articulate. Yeah, may as well close the door. We'll just peek and. Does anyone have his number, detective?
No, I don't.
Sound Studio is live.
Okay, so what I've been told, we're going to try something today because it's going to. We're all going to take our shirts off. No, I'm going to keep
it. Oh. with apparently, every room has a level of
every room has a level of noise. So apparently, if you sit silent for a few seconds, I can pick up that noise level and then normalize that to the rest of the podcast and hopefully reduce the amount of noise in the podcast. So
it's getting technical.
It is. I just heard about this the other day, so I'm going to give it a try.
Are you trying to? Yeah,
no, no, minutes, just like seconds. Just seconds.
Okay, so we can do this.
Okay, ready? Go.
That didn't work at all.
Not even 1 second.
Okay, Carl, we've got to be able to do this.
1, 2, 3.
Was that a setup?
Yeah, it was.
That was awesome.
I was hoping for it to be more wild.
Oh, thank God. No, no, come on.
No, come on. It was straight into the chair.
I didn't even open it up.
It was, yeah, we're locked in.
Aircon's
been switched off.
Fuck you now.
It's got dutchied by the pot. Anyway,
no, it's actually really serious. So if you do stop for a second, I'm sure I can pick up like a.
You cannot do this to us twice.
No, I'm not. I won't. Wait, we just get going.
Fool us once.
Same on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me. Anyway, so. Segway Bell is back. I'm excited about it. I like this. Yeah. Just can't get too excited and start whacking it.
I can't believe we managed to get the tone even lower.
So, what do you mean?
Well,
there was the silence. The silence was there. That's it. I've got it. I'll capture that moment. Okay, shall we get
started? It's an awkward silence. It was a silence.
At least it wasn't a smelly one.
good right. Radio.
Yeah, very good radio.
Okay, so let's get started, I suppose.
Welcome. Sorry, anything else?
I was enjoying the match.
we had to stop the bed.
Oh, no,
there's only two things written on Luke's
pad. No, well, I got a couple other things written on there.
We don't have to, we can just introduce as we go along, doesn't
it? No, do the welcome to
it. It doesn't have to be official.
Come on.